Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Bavli, Daf Samach. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Nochu shenimsa oimi besada bor shel yain, im yesh lo yalav milva, osa, en alav muta. If an idolater is found standing next to a vat of wine, if there was a lien on the wine that the Jew owed money to the idolater and the wine could be collected as payment if the debt was not paid, then the wine is prohibited because the idolater might have touched the wine and will claim that he justifiably wanted to taste its quality. If there's no lien, then it's permitted. Nafal abor v'alu umadadu b'kane, hitiv es asira b'kane, o shehaya mitapech al pi chavis mu'tachas, kol elu haya maise b'amu yimachu Rabbi Shimon mate. If an idolater fell into the vat and died and was brought out, or if he measured the wine level in the vat with a reed, or if he took out a hornet using a reed, or if he tapped on a bubbling bowl, all of these cases once happened and the rabbi said that it may not be drunk but may be sold, and Rabbi Shimon permitted it. If he took a barrel and threw it into the vat in anger, such a case happened, and they ruled that it's kosher. And the Gemara says, "Rav Sheshus b'shem Rav, v'hu yelei alav milva al oisa bo, aber ein loyal milva al oisa bo, shekein derech bale achoyv lamoid begigoyis evigvonois." Rav Sheshus, quoting Rav, said the Mishnah is referring to when he had a lien on that particular vat, but if not, the wine is permitted, although it's normal for lenders to stand and inspect the presses and granaries, but they would not actually drink the wine unless that particular vat was designated for payment if necessary. Having bo meima mandam of hu shiela alav milva aloisa bo betech lepishut yadayim u manda ama afal pisha ein alav milva aloisa bo chutz lepishut yadayim. The yeshiva student suggested that this leniency of Rosh Hashanah would also extend to only prohibit wine in a place where it was possible for the Gentile to reach out and touch the wine from where he was standing, but if he couldn't reach it without walking, it would be permitted. However, the other opinion, that even if there was no lien, the wine is prohibited, would similarly say that it's prohibited even if the Gentile couldn't reach it from where he was actually standing. The question is, didn't Rabbi Abba say in the name of Sheshus that just as the Mishnah in Maseches Taharos teaches that if one left a sleeping ignoramus in his house and then came back and found him awake, we only render tamei the utensils that he could reach from where he was actually positioned, so to all should agree that only the wine that the Gentile could reach should be prohibited. And the kini mandam of who she yelay alav milva alay sabo, but the pishat yodayim, and mandam afa pisha ain alav milva alay sabo, of a vad chutz lipshito yodayim. So the statement we just had should read like this: whether according to the opinion who said that it's prohibited only if there was a lien, or whether according to the opinion that it's prohibited even without a lien, only the wine that he could reach would be prohibited. Avin b'shem Rabbi Shmuel halacha k'pshimon. Avin quoting Shmuel said the halacha follows the Shimon that we had earlier. Avin b'shem Shmuel ani kapas b'shimon oy mate b'shetia oy oise b'hanoya. Avin quoting Shmuel said I should atone for Shimon, which is a way of showing respect. He said he is correct. Either we should also permit drinking or we should also prohibit gaining benefit. How could the rabbi say that drinking is prohibited but gaining benefit is permitted? And Rabbi Yomi b'shem Rabbi Avol ma'isa haya v'hayra b'shetia k'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yomi quoting Rabbi Avol said there was once such a case like in our Mishnah and they permitted it to be drunk like Rabbi Shimon. Rav Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Avol eina nochri oisa yayin nesach b'zirika nochri moshi yasa yayin nesach b'chamosai. Rav Shmuel quoting Rabbi Avol asked the question: a Gentile can't make wine into yayin nesach by throwing something into it, but does he make it yayin nesach when he touches it in anger? Nishmanim in ado amaya havalei kup koifin goi mitzahota asa yisor v'zalaf b'hoin chamal asa amaya kulsa v'shafchin l'goi va asa uvda koimi rabon amri eina nochri oisa yayin Nesech mechamasei. We answer from the following case: there was an Aramean who had containers in a certain olive press. A Jew came and sprayed his wine into the containers without the Aramean's permission. The Aramean was angered and lifted up the containers and threw them into the wine vat. The case came before the Chachamim, and they said that the wine in the vat is not Nesech, as this was not his intention. Rabbi Yomi b'shem Mechia bar Abba, ze shemoizeg b'chamen asa b'soinen mutter. Rabbi Yomi quoting Mechia bar Abba said that if a goy diluted a Jew's wine with hot water, it's prohibited, but if with cold water, it's permitted. Yavo alai shle asisi miyomai, and when Rabbi Yomi heard this from Rabbi Chiba Abba, he said, I should be rewarded for not relying on this leniency. Rabbi Yasa azal asech chamasun shasan chamar v'chamimin v'amaya mazag amalain ma shar lachoin. Rabbi Yasa once went to Tzor, and he saw the people there drinking wine with hot water which had been poured by an Aramean. He asked them, who permitted you to do this? Not even Rabbi Chiba Abba permitted it.